weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Outdoor cinema has become increasingly popular. The Star and Mouse Picture Show is a mobile cinema which is rolling up at a number of Cambridgeshire venues over the next few months. And here to tell me a little bit more, we have one of the founders, Eleanor Lyons, who's here. Hello, Eleanor.
Hello.
Thank you very much for coming in.
So, Thank you for having me.
Absolute pleasure. So I'm quite intrigued by all of this. What sort of kit do you have? What do you need?
Well, I'll take you back to how it all started. My partner came home one day and said, I want to run an outdoor cinema.
As you do.
And I said, okay, and just carried on doing what I was doing. And then 2 months later, he said the same thing. And then another month went by and again, this statement was raised in our kitchen. And so what I did was I began to contact venues and say that we were an outdoor cinema and could you host us? Rather unexpectedly, I got about 10 people saying that they were keen. And I, of course, then had some bookings, and I had the bookings without the equipment.
Always useful.
Which was slightly terrifying, but perhaps jumping into the deep end was the right thing to do. So I then alerted Christian to our bookings and we began looking for our kit. So we are the proud owners of an inflatable screen. In fact, an inflatable screen that floats on water. If we need it to. It's 8 metres in length and 5 metres high. It's from Germany. So that's on our list of things that we have. Others stretch from handmade deck chairs. We have 200 of them that we bought from Portsmouth Beach to silent disco headphones. We also have, of course, a very good projector.
So you wear the headphones, and presumably it works on something on a radio frequency.
Yeah,
you tune to the channel, as it were, and that allows you to see it.
We hear it, I should say. We have a little transmitter box that hooks up to our equipment for running a film, and then all of the headphones are wireless. Now, the beauty of what we're doing, especially for Cambridge audience, is that we can run 4 different channels at once, which means that if we like, we can run 4 languages at the same time.
Or I guess potentially. I went to the, and I don't think this was you, but I went to the Cambridge Film Festival screening at Grantchester last summer. I saw Jungle Book because that was straight ahead.
Yeah.
And it was the Lady in the Van was on a different screen on the opposite side.
Right.
And you could either choose which way you
that's
faced,
exactly,
and
how it works.
It's that sort of operation.
That wasn't us.
Can I say I got drowned virtually? Your floating thing could have just been quite useful. I think because I felt I was about to float away. I'd never seen so much water in one place.
We are rolling the dice. We are firmly aware.
Remember, Cambridge is one of the driest areas in the country.
But we have
just not that evening.
We have ponchos for our customers, so anyone who comes who wants to
sort of London Marathon style ones, really, just in case.
They're quite sweet, actually. Because we encourage our guests to dress up. We would like. I'm from a theatrical background, and so really we wanted to produce a trinket cinema where we didn't just bring film to people, but it was an experience.
Trinket cinema. That's a new one.
That's how we'd like to be known, a trinket cinema. We pack everything into vintage boxes.
Right.
So it sort of looks like something, I guess, from Dr. Parnassus, or it's got a little bit of a quirky vintage gypsy feel to it.
And have either you or your husband, or partner, I should say, may well be your husband too, I don't know, have you worked in cinema? Any connection at all?
We have no connection with cinema. My background is theatre and festival, so I'm part of the senior management team for Secret Garden Party. Yeah. And I also run an outdoor theatre company. So I'm very used to bringing entertainment to people outdoor, but cinema is a totally new venture for both of us.
Yeah, there's all sorts of complications to think about, that the ticketing is one, and sourcing the movies. Now, how does that work?
So we go to a company called Film Bank, and they're pretty much like a library. So you join Film Bank and you pay a fee, and then you have to seek permission for every film that you...
So you do that yourself, or you do that through this organisation, Film Bank?
So I would apply to Film Bank, and then Film Bank, on our behalf...
Okay, I want to screen this particular movie on this particular date to this number of people, that sort of thing.
And you can only play the film once. So if you have a run of, say, 5 dates with the same movie, then you have to get permission for each.
Separate permissions for each. That's absolutely fascinating. And the type of films you get, how new can you get them? In terms of windows, the movie studios
La La
would call
Land
them.
La La Land is currently on their books. So should we want to, we could screen very current films. I mean, we're really keen. This all started because we throw quite elaborate parties in our garden, and we had a banged up old projector and a really ratty looking white curtain, and at the end of each party we would project film onto this curtain, and we had lots of people saying, oh, let's do this one next. I haven't seen Police Academy in a really long time.
And you're just dipping into the DVD collection at home in your own garden.
And it was such a joy to go through things that had been very much a part of my childhood or a part of our culture.
So this is the interesting thing, because I say, oh, which are you showing the recent films? That's not necessarily. I guess people would be perfectly happy. You mentioned Police Academy, but they might want to see, I don't know, Gregory's Girl Hero or something else which they remember from when they were growing up, and get that experience
that
all over again.
That is exactly what we're trying to do. I mean, there will be some new films. Of course there will. But we like looking back into the past because of our vintage kind of vibe. Then it works really nicely that we have old film.
Do you also serve the popcorn, nachos?
We've got popcorn.
Wrestlers, hot dogs, perhaps?
We run a little pop-up restaurant, actually. So the idea is that outfit will go out too. And because of my love for arts and for Cambridge and the community, we really want to use what we're doing as a platform for up-and-coming artists. So at the beginning of each of our screenings, we would have an artist who can play, or potentially someone like I have a friend called Will who is a bubbleologist.
So two new words I've learned.
He makes
trinket cinema and bubbleologist.
Bubbleologist, I think. It might be. I've got it wrong.
He's got phonology. It's good.
So he's very tall. He's nearly 7 foot tall, and he's very slender. He's like a bean pole, and he makes bubbles. He makes ginormous
as you do.
Bubbles. So I'd quite like at some point for Will to come and work with us. We're going to have giant games as well, so giant Jenga, giant Connect Four, so people
can
come.
Giant Connect Four, that's fantastic.
Yeah, people can come early and they can sit down.
You're trying to create some sort of family experience around it.
That's really important for us. Really important, and we have noticed that a lot of people expect the audience to bring their own seating, but we have gone to the trouble of.
Going to the beach at Portsmouth, was it? And stealing all their deck chairs. Sorry, acquiring the deck chairs.
200. We moved 200 chairs this morning from... We did a screening a few weeks ago, and then they've all gone back into our barn today. And it took about 2 hours for us.
That sounds great, unless you're looking for somewhere to sit down in Portsmouth. where are these deck chairs heading to next, then? What is your lineup for the next few weeks?
We're doing a charity event, and maybe I shouldn't call it a charity event. We are doing a free event in Cherry Hinton Leisure Centre. Mm-hmm. It's for primary school children. It's on the 7th of April, and we'll be screening The Jungle Book at 2:30 inside inside
new
that
Jungle
hall.
Book, old Jungle Book,
old.
I think I had that on my ViewMaster. Do you remember those little things? You used to get a disc of disc of things which you'd put in. I had Jungle Book to watch. So,
it's a great film, and I think we wanted one that the children would love, but also that parents would
enjoy too,
feel close to. So it was a no-brainer, really, and we went for that. So we're at Cherry Hinton, and then I'd say maybe the event that I am most looking forward to at the moment is we're actually doing a series of screenings in the Vineyard at Chilford Hall. So you have to walk a kilometre to up a hill into fields and fields of vines, and we will have our screen there. So that will be really
What are you
magical.
Planning to screen there?
There we're doing The English Patient. We are doing Grand Budapest Hotel, Hunger Games, and... Oh, what's the first one? I've got it all
the
here.
Refers to Robin
Hood,
good.
Prince of Thieves.
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. Ah, with the song, which was the number one for goodness knows how long. I've already played some Bryan Adams today, so I better not play that too.
It had the record, that song.
Yeah.
And I think it was Pip to the Post by the Wet, Wet, Wet.
Oh, yes. Oh, goodness.
Four Weddings and a Funeral,
wasn't it? That's been another good film. I'd come and see that one.
The list is endless. Yeah. We keep on having all of our friends who are super excited about what we're doing, saying, can you please do Top Gun? Can you please
Another one with a good... I think my play Top Gun music at the moment,
too. We're doing Top Gun at the Jesus Green swimming pool. So
will you have it floating?
We really want to have it floating.
Oh, I do hope so.
That is the unique
I got married
thing.
At Chilford Hall, so Did I have, you? Have fond
oh,
memories
come,
of
come along yes, to yeah. one of those then.
That sounds great. Eleanor, thank you very much for
thank
coming
you so
coming
much
in. Is there a website where people can find out and book tickets and all that sort of stuff?
Our website goes live on Friday. It is www.starandmouse.com. We're already on Facebook, which is Star and Mouse. Search Star and Mouse and you'll find us there.
Yeah, it's easily found. I found it earlier myself, so that's good.
Oh, good.
Eleanor Lyons, thanks very much for talking to us.
Thank you.